Hi there, and welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Lena Valverde, city name for the show's regular host, Gerwin Jones. In this program, we'll bring you an overview of cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. Stay tuned.
Mortales ingredientes armaron al mayor. Luz de terratenientes y de revolución.
The movie El Mayor, the most recent production of the Cuban Film Institute, ICAIC, is ready for its premiere in national cinemas later this month. Benigno Iglesias, Vice President of Programming at ICAIC, told the press that the premiere of the long-awaited feature film, which pays tribute to Cuban patriot Ignacio Agramonte, will be on the 24th of March, coinciding with the official delivery of the 2020 National Film Award on the 61st anniversary of the foundation of the Cuban Film Institute, ICAIC. Ignacio Agramonte was born in Camagüey in 1841 and died in the Battle of Himawayú in 1873. He was president of the Committee of Camagüey and drafted the first constitution of the Republic of Cuba. Ignacio Agramonte belonged to one of Camagüey's most prestigious families, as did his wife, Amalia Simoni Argelagos. According to ICAIC's Vice President of Programming, the tour of the film through the movie theaters across the country will begin on March 25th, with special actions in the province of Camagüey, the hometown of Ignacio Agramonte, and where the film shooting took place. Rigoberto López, whose work is widely recognized in documentary and fiction films, and founder of the Traveling Caribbean Film Show, devoted the last days of his life to the conclusion of El Mayor. After his death, experienced Ángel Alderete took over as the film director. An electroacoustic music installation dedicated to Cuban composer Juan Blanco is being inaugurated at the 14th International Spring Festival in Havana, which will run until next Sunday. The event is bringing creations from 21 countries for a week of excellence electroacoustic and electronic music dedicated to the centenary of the birth of Blanco, a pioneer of electroacoustic music here in Cuba. The work of visual artist Milton Raggi is being exhibited at Casa de las Americas, which is also the venue of the performance Circus Tocata on Electroacoustics and Percussion by artists Juliet Abreu and Manuel Jimenez. For the second day, the Ludwig Foundation will host an electroacoustic concert starring international performers from the Institute for Computer Music and Sound Techno from the University of Arts in Zurich, Switzerland. Also participating are artists from the United States, Switzerland, Ecuador, France, Italy, and Argentina. According to the guest list, the Belgian composer Annette van de Goorn, the Spanish pianist Sonia Carrillo, and the founding professor of the Higher Conservatory of Music of Valencia, Gregorio Jimenez, are in attendance. Also participating are composer Michael Quinn and the electrical engineer Marshall Wilson from the United States, and Peruvian percussionist Cristóbal Hernán, guitarist Ángel Blanco from Mexico and Mauricio Fonseca from Costa Rica represent Latin America. Spring Festival in Havana was first held in 1981 as a result of the tenacity of Juan Blanco, who always dreamed of a space for electroacoustic music creation here in Cuba.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the happy...
The Santiago Álvarez In Memoriam International Documentary Film Festival is running until March 12. The event comprises a documentary competition and demonstrates Cuba's support for a filmmaking genre that depicts contemporary realities and gives a voice to independent journalists, artists, and individuals to communicate what they see as interesting and important issues in the world today. It's an alternative to mainstream media that is often sponsored by wealthy individuals or organizations with motives that can be corrupted by business interests. The host city is Cuba's second largest, Santiago de Cuba. Santiago Álvarez was a Cuban filmmaker who died in 1998 and whose work included the use of techniques that many believe were the original inspiration for the modern video clip style. He was a founding member of the Cuban Film Institute, ICAIC. The International Pepe Sanchez Trova Festival will take place from March 19th through the 24th, also in the eastern city of Santiago de Cuba. The host city for this festival, which celebrates the music genre. Trova has a few different styles and subgenres, and many of these are represented at the festival by musicians who are passionate about this romantic form of musical expression. There are exponents of more traditional Cuban trova, which involves the troubadour style of voice, but incorporating song as well as poetry, and normally accompanied by a guitarist playing a classical nylon string guitar. Filín is a popular style that is represented in the festival. It is Cuban trova combined with the bolero rhythm. Nueva trova is the style that is influenced by British, U.S. and Brazilian popular music, where the lyrical themes can vary from romantic to social commentary and critique. The festival began more than 50 years ago, way back in 1962, and was named in honor of a local composer from Santiago de Cuba, José Pepe Sánchez, who died in 1918. He was considered the father of Cuban trova. The festival begins on March 19th, which is known as Troubadour Day, and is the date of Pepe Sánchez's birth in 1856. And that's all for today on the Arts Roundup. Until next time.